They would really whinny, if you've ever heard one whinny, if you hit it in a soft spot and it'd come out there, a mule would sure would whinny. If you've ever heard one whinny, you never would forget it.
Are there many mules around anymore?
No, there's not any mules around. You can go for miles and miles and miles. You might see one mule, you might see an individual here. I imagine in Abbeville, here in the county seat here of Abbeville, that you probably wouldn't have over three mules in the whole city. So, and they're just used for little local work, say plowing a garden for the neighbors or something like that. But very few mules now, very few.
Well, when were the first tractors to be used?
Well, it goes on back a pretty bit, but when tractors really came in existed, we saw a lot of things that came about after World War II. I think from that time to the next 20, 25 years, we saw more improvements from things, and even up to now, than any time before. But right about that time is when they really came into prominence. Now, there was tractors before then, but they were iron wheel tractors, no rubber tires, tractors at all, this iron wheel stuff, and they really used not to cultivate with, but for doing real heavy work, clearing land and so forth. But I say they really came into existence strong in the middle 40s, of course some a little bit before then, and now that's all you see, tractors, big tractors. You saw little tractors then, and right now it's all big tractors, but they came into prominence in the early 40s in a big way.
How often would you feed the calves in the community?
You would feed them every night, and then you would feed them every day at noon. You would you'd have out there, and a lot of good ways that you would do it. Say at noon, you'd have a wheelbarrow there, and you would fill it full of hay or corn, and just take it down. Or sometime, if you didn't have a wheelbarrow, you'd take a basket and take it. I say each one would have a trough and so forth. You didn't do it in the morning, but you fed them real good at night, and you fed them a light one at lunch and so forth. You had to feed them twice each day then.
Would you say in Birmingham that it was as big a farming area?
Birmingham is more of an industrial area. It's a coal mining area. Birmingham, I remember back around, let's say, 39 or maybe before then, Birmingham and Atlanta, Georgia were about the same size. Now, in comparing the two cities, well, I think what you might say happened to Birmingham, they went strictly strong with TCI, that's a Tennessee Coal and Iron Company, and they put all the eggs in one basket. They had a lot of iron ore and coal and all, and it really was the iron city of the South, like Pittsburgh is in the North. But a place like Atlanta, they diversified, they went other ways, and now then, just rough speaking, Atlanta's over a million in population, and Birmingham probably, 350,000, maybe could be 400, maybe half a million at the most anyway.
What about, say, Mobile?
Mobile is a port city and a very progressive city now. It stood still for a long time, but they have a big granary there with the docks, the state docks, and Mobile has a lot of furniture industry in that area, a lot of lumber, but Mobile is up and coming and growing very, very fast now.
Okay, Dick, tell me something about the area, like what rivers are near Abbeville, little town.
Well, we've got rivers near Abbeville. I say Abbeville is the county seat of Henry County. The large river we have is the Chattahoochee River, where we have Walt F. George Locking Dam, within 14 or 15 miles of it. We have